The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
Take your Bible again, if you would, look over to Luke chapter number 24. And we see here in verse 17, it says, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people." And so here up to this point, their eyes have been blinded. They don't realize who's talking to them. They don't understand that the Messiah is there talking to him. Jesus is right there. Jesus is talking to them. They're confused. They're scared. They're saddened by the situation that's going on. They don't know what's happened with Jesus. And there's Jesus walking with them, the answer to all their problems, the answer to the troubles that they're going through, the one that can bring peace in their life. And they question him. Don't you know where you've been? Where'd you just crawl out of? Don't you realize what's going on? Don't you understand what I'm going through? A lot of Christians today are dealing with that in life and how they come to God. And God, you just, Lord, I'm going through this. And Lord, I wish you could help me with this. And almost to the point of, God, don't you understand what I'm going through? Lord, don't you see my burdens and my problems? And here they tell Jesus, they say, where you been? Don't you know these things? And it says in verse 20, and how the chief priests and all the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And so obviously there's some trouble. These dear folks are going through some problems in their life. They're going through some heartaches, some troubles. And they don't know how to deal with it. In America today, there are people all over the globe, all over the United States, all over the globe that are dealing with heartaches. Dealing with trouble. You can never go wrong preaching about trouble because everybody has trouble. Everybody has a burden. Everybody has a heartache. Everybody has a problem. I used to go to a conference, and there was a bunch of preachers at this conference. And the man that would run the conference, he would tell these speakers to come in, and all these pastors were there. He goes, you know what they need more than anything? Pastors need encouragement. You know, pastors need encouragement. Church members need encouragement. Families need encouragement. Children need encouragement. We have college students here that are attending our college. You know, college students need encouragement. As I said earlier about giving things for them tonight, that's just a little token of doing something for them to encourage them. There are so many of God's children today that walk around with a heavy heart. As God's children, we should be the ones with joy in our heart, but rather we walk around with the burdens of life, and we don't experience the joy that God has for us. Can I say this morning, dear folks, that God has some joy for your life. God wants you to experience joy. He wants you to have joy, but something has taken away that joy out of your heart and that joy out of your life. And so as we see these dear ladies walking and they're saddened and they're discouraged, they're down, not realizing that they ought to be living in joy right now. They ought to be experiencing joy because Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is walking with them. There ought to be great joy, but they don't understand what's going on. And many times in life, when life seems hard and the problems seem overwhelming, the reason that we get discouraged, can I say this morning, is because we don't understand what God is doing. We don't understand that God is with us. We don't understand that God is working. And as we know, the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that are called of God. Hey, you know, I have to understand and you have to understand that God's in control. God has it all worked out. There are so many that deal with problems and burdens and troubles. What are the burdens this morning that you carry? What are the burdens that you deal with? I have two tables up here, and we're going to use these here in a second, or in a couple minutes. And this table over here represents burdens. These bricks right here, you know, I was thinking this morning, I needed some bricks. I'm like, where do I get bricks for this illustration? And then it dawned on me, we have a bricklayer in our church, Brother Barker. The man don't have bricks, there's something wrong. And he's like, brother, you need 10,000 bricks? I can bring them truckload. But, you know, I called the bricklayer to bring me some bricks. But these bricks here are going to represent this morning burdens. They're going to represent problems in our life. We're going to look at those. But what are the burdens that most people carry? As I look out to this crowd here this morning, and can I say also as I look at our platform and even myself, we all carry burdens. We're all carrying troubles in our life. And as I said earlier when I first started, that everybody has a burden, no matter how hard you try. You know, poor people have burdens. They have troubles. They don't know how they're going to pay their bills. They don't know how they're going to eat. People that have money have burdens. They don't know how they're going to keep that money from somebody stealing that money. I mean, the troubles and burdens are in every family. You know, it doesn't matter if you're poor or rich. Do you know when you get sick? It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you have cancer, you're going to probably die of cancer. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have, that when something happens in your life, and whether it be a child that goes astray, whether it be a marriage that falls apart, whether it be a health issue, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Everybody goes through those same kind of problems. Rich or poor, young or old, there's burdens, there's problems, there's struggles in our life. Now, what are the burdens that most people carry? Can I say this morning, there's a burden called sin? There's a burden called sin. The pleasure, the Bible says, the pleasure of sin only lasts for a moment. The effect of sin lasts a lifetime. It might be you this morning that you say, Brother Butler, my burden today is the sin I've lived. I've sowed a life of sin, and I'm reaping now the effects of that life of sin. Maybe that's your burden. Maybe you're struggling with all the thoughts of the things that has happened. We live in a land today where evil is called good and good's called evil. We live in a world today where abortion is like just going down and getting a tooth pulled. It's not a big issue. It's almost even better if you had that done if you didn't. But we know that in our society there are ladies out there that are dealing with abortion, that they aborted a child years ago. Now they carry this burden of sin, that they realize that they took a child. They realize they took a life away, that life that God gave them. Why do they get mad when we preach against abortion? All we're doing is trying to protect their children. Yeah. We're just trying to keep their child safe, trying to keep their little boy, their little girl safe. Why do they get mad? The burden of sin will lay us down and hold us down and discourage us. Maybe this morning you say, Brother Butler, my burden this morning is a burden of sin. Maybe that's it. Maybe this morning you say, Brother Butler, I've been dealing with some trials in life. There's been some trials come my way. I thought I had that good job. I thought everything was going to work out. I thought this was going to work out. I thought I was going to be able to buy that house. I thought for sure that I was going to end up marrying her. Everything seemed to be working out. And they all kind of fell apart. And Brother Butler, I'm dealing with some trials in life. That's my burden. My burden is a trial. Right now, unspoken, it's a trial. It's a burden on my life. I can't deal with it. I'm carrying it along. It's on my back, but I can't deal with it. Maybe it's a burden of loneliness, as Pastor Wells brought out. I believe it was last week how that so many go through loneliness. College students go through loneliness. You know, these college students need your prayers. They need encouragement. Hey, you know, it'd be good once in a while for families in this church, just cook a dish of food. Hey, fry some chicken for them. Bring it to the church. Hey, I want to give this to those guys out there. I want to give it to the girls. The girls need it, but I tell you, these guys can't cook. Hey, I've been in their dorms. I was doing dorm check last week, so I was going to steal some food out of the refrigerator, open it up, and that thing growled at me. I closed it quick and got out. But, you know, but college students deal with loneliness. You know, they get discouraged. Maybe this morning it's loneliness you're dealing with. Maybe it's the burden of unforgiveness. Either people have not forgiven you, or you haven't forgiven somebody. You say, Brother, I can't forgive what they did to me. They did me wrong. They hurt me. They've caused some problems in my life. What they did in my life, I cannot forgive them. And so here you say, this is my burden right here. It's unforgiveness. I cannot forgive them. They've done me wrong. I will not forgive them. I hate them. And you live your life carrying a burden of hate in your heart because you cannot forgive that person. Maybe it's a burden of bad health. You know, I'm 44 years old. I still feel very strong, feel very healthy, but you know, I know someday, just like when I hit age 40, When I, you know, it was funny. I was there in my house, age 40. I was on my recliner, grabbed a box of cereal, as every Baptist preacher does, poured it in my bowl to eat my cereal on my recliner. And I looked at the cereal box, and I looked, and it was something weird with that cereal box. They misprint. They double-printed the side of the cereal box. It was all blurry. And so I called my son over, and I asked my son, I said, can you read that? And they just look at me, yes, sir. I'm like, I mean, look at it. Does it look blurry? No, sir. Wow. You know, 40 years old, like that. My dad did warn me. He said at age 40, he says, son, you're going to be like me, age 40. He says, my eyes went bad. My ears went bad. He says, my kidneys went bad. He just went over a whole list of things, Dad. But you know, the thing is, maybe this morning, as you struggle with your health, you say, my burden this morning, my heartache, my trouble is my health, bad health. I knew a couple in a church where I used to be an assistant pastor years ago. And this couple in this church, they had a dream, as every couple does, to retire and to travel. And they decided to travel. His wife was getting ready to retire. He was getting ready to retire. His wife got real sick a year before they retired. They had to put her on dialysis. They said she won't be able to travel. She's going to be bedridden a lot. She's going to be in the hospital a lot. She can't travel. And I remember her husband. Her husband got very bitter. I remember him saying, he would tell me the story. And he says, he would tell me that we had it all planned out, Brother Butler. I said, we only had a year to go. We sacrificed and we suffered and we worked hard. He says, now it's time to retire and to be able to travel and do all the things we planned. He said, now my wife is sick and now we can't go. And he was mad about it. You know what? That became his burden. That right there. That health in his wife and how she became unhealthy became a burden to him. And he couldn't deal with that burden. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's a financial problem. You know, college students, I go back to college. I'm dealing with college students, by the way. I work in the Bible college. And college students, they're funny. College students, the things they see that are really like financial situations. Sometimes you ask them, how's it going? Oh, it's going good. Have you found a job? No, I haven't found a job yet. So, you know, they don't have all the concepts down yet about working, and they're getting those things, but I tease on them. But I heard a story. One man put this answer on his answer machine, and somebody called his answer machine. They heard this on his answer machine, a young college student. He said this, hi, this is John. If you are the phone company, I already sent the money. If you're my parents, please send me money. If you're my financial aid institution, you didn't lend me enough money. If you're my friends, you owe me money. And if you're a girl, don't worry, I have plenty of money. But the truth is, we all deal with financial problems. All of us deal with heartaches when it comes to finances. And all of us, we could stand up and say, you know what, we don't know how we're going to pay our bills. We don't know how we're going to pay the mortgage. Well, you know, our job, we're scared we might lose our job. Something happened. I had a young lady talk to me this week about her job, fearful that she might lose her job, didn't know how she's going to pay her bills if she lost her job. We deal with financial problems. Maybe that's your burden this morning, is a financial problems. That's my burden. I worry about it. I lay up all night thinking about how we're going to pay our bills. I'm worried about our finances. I wake up in the morning thinking about our bills. I go through the day. I can't eat right. Why? Because I worry about my finances. Maybe your burden this morning is a wayward child. You know, my child is left home, or my child is at home, but my child is rebellious. My child doesn't want to do right. I cry over my child. My heart is broken. They're listening to the devil. They're wrecking their life. They're ruining their life. Brother, brother, my burden this morning, can I say, is my child. That's my burden. Even if I don't have enough money to pay the bills, if my child would do right, I would be happy. But that's my burden this morning, is my child, that wayward child. Maybe this morning it's your marriage, the burden over your marriage problems. Brother Butler, if only people knew in this church how many problems we had in our marriage. They all think we have a great marriage. They see us come to church, we're smiling, we're happy at church. But when we get home, I tell you what, it's a totally different thing. She sleeps in one room, I sleep in another room. We're not happy. We're having all kinds of problems. We're threatening each other with divorce. The pastor doesn't even know yet. Maybe that's your burden, is your marriage troubles. Can I say also another burden that people carry? And I hope to take care of this burden, help you take care of this burden this morning, is a burden of salvation. I'm in church here. I sit amongst the people here. These are people that love God. These are people that are children of God. But Brother Butler, to be very honest, I sit in this church and I know I'm not saved. I know that if right now, if the Lord would come back right now, I'll be left behind for the tribulation with no hope of salvation. I know if right now I drove by this parking lot and a car or a truck ran into me and killed me, I know that I would wake up in the burning fires of hell. I know that. I worry about that. It bothers me, but I have not dealt with that. Maybe that's your burden, is a salvation. You're not sure you're saved. Now, let me use Brother Wasowski, if you stand there. Andy, if you could help me out, come on up here real quick. There's a backpack. Help him put that on, Brother Nash, if you would. Now, how do you deal with the burdens of life? You know, the thing is, as I said earlier, you're going to have burdens come your way. There's going to be problems that are going to come your way in life. You're going to have to deal with some problems. You can't avoid those problems. You can't avoid things that are going to come your way. Whether it be financial problems or marriage problems or your health or whatever it might be, there's going to be some problems that come in your life. And you can't avoid those problems. Now, Andy, you're going to help me out here, okay? I'm going to put a burden in your pack here. And what you're going to do is you're going to walk down these stairs, walk all the way around. You're going to walk past Jesus over here, all right? He doesn't really look like that way, but anyway. You're going to walk past Jesus. Jesus wants to take your burdens, but you're not going to give him your burdens. You're going to walk past him, you come right back to me, okay? Until I put another one, you keep walking around, all right? Go ahead, walk down there. So here we are, just like Andy here. We have a burden in our life. A burden's put on us. We wake up with a burden. We just found out our marriage is struggling. We found out our kids are going bad. We find out our finances are going bad. So we go through life, and we carry this burden. And you say, Brother Butler, I'm struggling with this burden. You okay there? All right, you might want to hold these or something so they don't fall down, all right? And so I'm carrying this burden. And it's right now, Brother Butler, you know, as a young child or a teenager, they have burdens, but maybe they're not as heavy as an adult yet. But I'm carrying this burden, and I don't know what to do with it. Well, here's a burden. We have a burden there. Here's another burden. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your finances. We'll put that in there. Maybe that's your burden. Maybe your burden is your situation with your family. And forgiveness, go ahead and carry that around there if you would and come back up here. You're carrying that through life. Now, how do you deal with the burdens of life? Let me say, number one, realize that everyone carries burdens. The best of Christians in the world today have burdens put on them. It doesn't matter who you are. Your name could be Pastor Mike Wells. Guess what? Pastor Mike Wells has a bag like this too. And Pastor Mike Wells has a family member in the church that is mad at him and threatening to leave the church, right? They're upset about something he said or something somebody else said. So they put that burden on his pack. Go ahead and walk down there. Is it getting heavier? Not yet? Okay. I'll put three more in there next time you come. And so you carry this burden, you're carrying this pack, and you're going through life just like Andy said. I'm okay. I'm all right. I can deal with it. I can handle it. It's not getting heavy. I don't need the Lord's help right now. I can carry this. Should have never said no. All right, here we go. So all of a sudden you start taking these burdens, these problems, these struggles, these difficulties. Is it getting heavier? Go ahead, walk around. Don't let it fall. Andy, is it getting heavy? It's getting heavy? All right. Stop right here if you would, please. Just stand there. Just help him. Make sure he doesn't drop that bag, please. And here is Andy with the burdens of life. And you know, I'm using this illustration, but I don't want that to steal away from what I'm saying this morning. I want you to get this in your mind, in your heart, that here you go through life and you have these burdens you're struggling with. You pick up, and you're going to pick up a burden every day. Tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up and you're going to find out that something happened. You're going to find out that your plumbing just broke. You're going to find out that the AC went out in your house. You're going to find out, go out to your car and the car won't start. You have a flat tire. You can get to work and your boss says, I need to talk to you at lunchtime about your job. And then he tells you he's going to lay you off. Whatever it might be, every day you get up, you take a burden. It's put in your sack. You carry that through life. But if you're not careful, you'll keep carrying that burden. How do you deal with the burdens of life? Realize that everyone carries burdens. Realize everyone carries burdens. Number two, realize that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. Go ahead and walk around one more time, all right? Just don't fall over. realize that you don't have to carry. Now, he can carry his burdens alone, but Andy, those burdens are getting heavy, aren't they? Are you ready for someone to help you with those burdens, Andy? Yes, sir? Okay, come back up here. Realize that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. Jesus, can you help him? He wants help now. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. The Bible says in Psalms 55, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Walk around again, if you would. He came to Jesus. Jesus, I have this problem. He gave Jesus one of his problems. But these other problems, these are mine. I'll deal with these problems. I'll handle these problems, but you can have that problem, Jesus, because I don't like that problem. But then Andy, as he goes through, he says, Andy, do you need help? Do you want Jesus to help you? Stop right there. Jesus takes some burdens out of his bag there. Realize that everyone carries burdens. Number two, realize that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. The Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He's going to help you. And is it getting a little easier? A little lighter now? Go ahead and walk around again. As you carry those burdens of life, you have to realize that there is Jesus that wants to help you with those burdens. They're still heavy. You know, and it ought to be that the burdens that you pick up that morning is the only thing you carry that day. And it ought not be that you carry it very long because you're giving it to the Lord. Go ahead and give them some more. Take them all out of there if you would. As Andy comes to the Lord and he says, Lord, I got these burdens, I got these problems, I got these difficulties. The Lord says, Andy, I'm here. He says, cast your burdens upon me, for I'm here. I will sustain thee. You can't make it on your own. I can help you. And here Jesus unloads the burdens off of Andy. All right, as we unload you. Hey, a lot of burdens in there. All right, is there one more in there? Okay, good. Two more. All right. Is that it? Okay, Andy, come over here. How does that feel? Does that feel better? All right. Well, I want you to jump up and down for me. All right. Go ahead and jump up and down. Does that feel better? Sure does. Let me have that bag. Thank you. Give him a hand. Good job. Thank you, brother. You know the difference? If Andy would have left all those things in his bag and I got him here and said, now jump up and down for me, he would have fell over. I mean, he would have jumped up and fell backward and landed on his head. You know, the reason you can't jump up and down, the reason that you have no joy, the reason you're discouraged, the reason that you want to quit, the reason you want to throw in the towel, the reason that you say, I'm so discouraged and I can't, you tell me be happy, I can't be happy. You tell me have joy, I can't have joy. That is true. You cannot be happy. Yes, you cannot have joy. Yes, you cannot be satisfied. Yes, you can't overcome those things because you can't do it on your own. And a lot of people today are going through life trying to deal with the burdens of life on their own. That's why we hear people committing suicide. We hear of people running away from their problems and forsaking their family and just having all kinds of problems in their life. Why? Because every day they get up, they don't talk to God about it. They don't give it to God. They want to hold it in. They want to hang on to it. And they go through life with these burdens and they never give it to God. Let me say, realize that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. Where have you been, as Jesus talked, where have you been? Have you crawled from under a rock? Don't you realize why we're like this? Don't you realize how sad we are? And the reason we're sad is because the Messiah, as we thought he was a Messiah, that he died, they buried him, and it's the third day today, and we don't know where he's at. Don't you understand our burdens? Sir, if you only knew our burdens, you wouldn't be asking why we're sad. And Jesus looks at them, and I imagine in his thoughts says, yeah, but if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me to bring joy in your life. You'd be jumping up and down. See, the thing is, you're carrying your burden. And they're holding you down and they're bringing you down. You say, these burdens, these heartaches are hard. And they are hard. I can't deal with it. Yes, you can't deal with it. Well, I don't know what to do with it. I do know what you can do with it. You can give it to God. And I'm saying is today. I love a church with an altar. To come forward to give that burden. When you come forward here in a little bit, you can take those things in your back. And you can lay them at the altar. And what I mean by that is you give it to God. You walk away and say, I feel so much better because I'm not worried about it anymore. God is in control. Now, if God is not God, and if God can't deal with our problems, then yes, keep worrying. But if you keep worrying about the things that you give to God, then guess what? You don't believe in God. You're almost like an atheist. Because you say you believe in God, but he can't do anything for you. He's like a dead God. Is God alive in your life? Is he alive in your life? Can God do the things? Hey, Lord, the man that thou lovest, Lazarus, Lord, he's been dead. He stinketh 4 days. He says, remove the rock. See, the problem is a lot of times we get over by the stone and we just refuse to remove that rock. We refuse to give it to God because, God, you don't understand. It stinks. God, you don't understand my burdens. I have to deal with it. I have to deal with it. And there are some people that God will let them deal with it for a while till it brings them down to their knees because it's so heavy that God says all you have to do is come lay your burdens at the foot of the cross. Jesus says he'll take them. Realize, number one, that everyone carries burdens. Number two, realize that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. Let me say number three, realize that you cannot carry your burdens by yourself. Not only do you have to understand that you don't have to carry them, but you must understand you cannot carry them. Well, you know, I understand that truth, Brother Butler, and that makes sense, but you know, I'm just going to go ahead and deal with my burdens. I'm just going to go ahead and make it happen. You can't. It'll destroy you. It'll bring you down. It'll get you out of church. It'll cause a divorce in your family. It'll cause your children to become bitter. Why? Because you're trying to deal with it. Well, my dad taught me to be a man as a young man, and I can make it happen. No, you can't. And, you know, and God will keep on loading that bag on you. And if you're like Anthony, you know, what's your name again? Andy, as he came by, Andy said, oh, it's not too heavy. I said, okay, good. Come back here. You're not ready yet. I'm going to load you even more. Sometimes God would bring us down to our knees and say, do you understand you can't do it on your own? You cannot make it on your own. You cannot overcome the burdens on your own. The only way that I can have joy, Brother Craig, is to give God all my burdens. Because I tell you what, there's been some burdens. You know, sometimes my mom, we talked to my mom. When we first moved here, we had a lot of burdens. Nobody knew about it. You know, I still went and ironed my shirt, put my pocket hanky in here, put my tie on, combed my hair. Nobody knew that at home that we were struggling financially. Nobody knew that there was times we didn't know how we were going to eat. But you know what? We trusted God. And I decided that's not going to take away my joy. Because my joy is not in my surroundings, but rather my joy is in the Lord, my God. And understanding that God will never forsake me. God loves me. And God says that I'll always be with you. Do you not know, sir, what we're going through? And Jesus, like, he's almost like laughing under his breath. He's like, they don't get it. They don't realize I'm standing right here. You get up in the morning, burdened down by problems, discouraged, don't want to go anymore, don't want to go to church, just want to give up because God doesn't help me, God doesn't hear me, and God says, I'm right here. All you have to do is give your burdens to me. Realize you can't carry your burdens all by yourself. So many of us start our day trying to bear our own burdens. We add burdens of today to yesterday's burdens. They just pile on. We pile them on. We pile them on. We pile them on. Then we have a nervous breakdown. Why? Because we couldn't carry it. You're not wired to carry all your burdens. God carries our burdens for us. Go to God and say, God, I have these burdens in my back, Lord, and I don't know how to deal with it. And God says, here, come over here. I know how to deal with it. Give it to me. I will carry. Cast your burdens on me. I'll carry your burdens. Wow, it's getting lighter. But then next day you get some more. God, take these burdens. It's a day to day. Paul says, I die daily. You know what he said by that? I die daily. I die to myself. My own will, my own purpose, my own desires, my own strength. I die to that and I give it to God. God, I can't carry it. You must carry it. Realize you cannot carry your burdens all by yourself. Number four, realize that God has made a way for you to give your burdens to him. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, Brother Barker, I imagine when you get back from a long day of work, that's a hard-working man, laying brick. Get home, take off those boots, those work boots, get on that recliner, your wife pulls your socks off, right? Takes a little water sprayer and sprays those feet, right? Big old glass of cold iced tea. I tell you what, that chair is a comfort. I tell you what, to be able to take that's comforting. You know, this is what God wants to do. So many people, they keep working, they keep working. Hey, it's time to take a break. Give it to God. Let God carry that burden for you. Realize you can't carry your burdens alone. Realize that God has made a way for you to give the burdens to him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. You know, all of us labor every day with struggles in our life. We go through our life with problems and struggles and turmoil, and we toil those things in our life, and we work and we labor. And God says, you know, you only can handle so much. This, you got to give it to me. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. You know, you have to understand first that I need him. And are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know what? God says you don't have to carry your burdens alone. He wants to carry them for you. How about it this morning? Would you give your burdens to God? You know, we say we give our burdens to God, but you know what? We really don't. Because we talk about it right after we give it to God. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm all stressed out. Oh, sit down, kids. Be quiet. You know, that dog, throw him outside. You know, and we're just so burdened and so stressed out because we truly haven't given it to God. But if we will take and give this burden, this is my burden I'm carrying today. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm stressed out. What am I going to do? As I did, prayed, and I said, Lord, I'm carrying a burden. When I was assistant pastor of another church, I was carrying a heavy burden. And every morning I'd get in there, I'd say, Lord, I'm carrying this burden. I don't know what to do. 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 And I remember walking in that church, and there was a hallway as I walked in, and I kept praying. And I remember that day, Brother Purvis, when I walked in, and I remember walking the front doors, I turned right down a hallway. My office was down the other hallway. I turned right. When I turned left to go down the carpeted hallway, I felt that burden lifted off my shoulders like that. You know, I never stressed over it again. It never worried me again. Never. Why? Because I gave it to God. Now, sometimes God doesn't take the burden and take it totally off your back immediately. He'll help you lift it a little bit because sometimes he wants you to carry it for a while. But he's the only one that can help you carry it, and he's the only one that can take it from you. Is realize that God has made a way for you to give your burden to him. And let me say lastly, number five, you must leave your burden with the Lord every day. Don't only give it to God. Don't come over and say, God, here's my burden. You know, that's my burden. And then you stop there and God says, okay, I got it. Go ahead and go on through life and go live for the Lord and go soul winning. Go to church. Go help your family. And you keep looking at it. But what about that? Yeah, I got it. Go on. And then the Lord turns to look somewhere else. And you're like, but I just feel like I have to carry it. And you pick it back up again. Why are you all stressed out? Well, you know, last week, you know, they told me that I might lose my job last week. And you're still worried about it today? Have you not given it to God? I'm saying you get over here and you say, God, here's my burden. I don't know how to deal with it. It's overwhelming. I can't carry it. God says, okay, I got it. I got it for you. Trust me. I got it for you. Thank you, Lord. And you know what you do is every day just thank him for carrying your burdens. Thank you, God, for carrying my struggles and my burdens. The Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him. For what? For he careth for you. Do you know you have somebody that cares for you? I mean, somebody loves you. Somebody cares for you. Somebody wants your burdens. Somebody wants to lift your burdens. I tell the college students, I say, I don't care what time it is. And one of the students took it literally, called me at midnight. But anyway, and I all joking aside, but I told those college students, it doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You call me. And they'll tell you, I don't just say that, I do it. You call me. If you want to talk, I'll come over and talk to you. If you need something, tell me. If you need food, tell me. You know, because there's somebody that cares for them. There's somebody that loves them. And you know, God is the same way in our life. God says, hey, you know what? You're going through a problem. Call me. Hey, you're going through some struggles. You know my number. Give me a call. He says, I want to lift your burdens, but you got to give me your burdens. Yeah. Leave your burdens with the Lord. If the world from you withhold its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you cannot regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will safely lead you through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. How about it this morning? Would you, that burden you're carrying, and it's all different for everybody, but would you take that burden that you've been carrying, that you're all stressed out over, and would you take the one that cares for you, the one that loves you, and would you give it to God and leave it there? Because God wants to carry that burden for you.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.